Please be seated. Some years ago, a man gave his son advice, and it's the languages of the time and place in which it was given. When he says, never ask a man where he's from. If he is from Texas, he'll tell you. Otherwise, no use embarrassing him by asking. That quote was also shared in a rather grand setting where the speaker added this line, no state commands such fierce pride and loyalty. Lesser mortals are pitied for their misfortune in not being born Texans. And the speaker happened to be Queen Elizabeth II, speaking when the only time that she has made a state visit to the United States that included a trip to Texas. Paul reminds the Philippians that their citizenship is in heaven. And in a way, it's saying, I think it's making that connection. Look, that's who you are. Live like it. In the same way that today someone might say, you're a Texan, okay? There's a higher standard for you than for other lesser mortals. He is reminding them they are citizens of heaven. And he's using a very powerful word for them. Philippi was an outpost of the Roman Empire, and therefore you had the Roman citizenship. Be like living in a suburb just 1,000 miles away. Modern-day Italy versus modern-day Greece up in the northeast corner. So they were very proud of that. There were many residents there who had served in the army. And it survived. So part of there, if you make it 20 years, you get land, get citizenship, we will get you set up. And so that was a powerful image for them about being a citizen. Now this is a follow-up on the call last week to run the race focused on the prize. Paul is very much making point A to point B and moving one to the other. Now, one thing to keep in mind when we read these letters, that in some respects, they're a series of little letters. Explaining that often people sitting down would write a little bit, get up, have something to do, and then write some more. Remember a novel where a character is reading a letter from her sister. And she's writing about this, that, and the other thing. And then she says, oh, so much has happened since I last wrote the paragraph above. Let me update you. I remember going through old family letters. And there was one where, again, it's writing. And then the next paragraph basically starts, since I last sat down here. And so sometimes it's all one big message to the Philippians. But at some points, he is off on a new little letter point to make to them, and sometimes he's on his main theme. This is a main theme. Focus on the prize. Keep going forward. Remember where your citizenship is. It is in heaven. Christian citizen, 2 points then. Christian citizenship is in heaven. Therefore, we are called to pursue maturity in Christ, to run that race. Here he says, imitate me and observe others who are an example. And then he unpacks it in the verses that follow, where some that have been running the race and have failed, and others are running with endurance. Follow my example as I look to the example set by others. Being careful to read, it's not just, oh, look at me. It's, look at me, but look at others as well. And think about it. I think particularly about teachers. The example, this was how I saw a teacher teach me. Remember somebody said part of her sense of calm being a teacher was sitting in class going, I think I could do this better. I began to think how she would have presented the lesson, and that was like an elementary school. Pastors look to one another. How has this pastor handled the situation? If I ever get there, that's not what I want to do, or I want to emphasize this point. looking at how a person did something. Again, as I go through my biographies of presidents, and I will not mention names to protect, but it makes reference to one Democrat president who really liked the way one of the Republican presidents handled things, his approach. Now, he agreed, disagreed about policy and, you know, outcomes, but I like your style. My policies will be different, but I like the way you go about it. And in fact, there was one Democrat, former president, was alive. It's like, bless his heart, I do not want to do it like he did it. And actually, for that other former president, it was rather frustrating. Why won't you call? You keep saying, let's do lunch. Okay, let's. Oh, you're busy. Okay. But again, examples were set. I want to do it like this person did it. How they, again, there's process. It's not content, but process. And so we look to these examples, people that have gone before, that have served as role models to you in the faith. Now, he references those that have fallen, and we know those who have had a moral failing. In some cases, that person has recovered and rebuilt. Christ has restored, and sometimes can even have a better, bigger impact as a restored person. So not saying automatically everybody is put on the shelf. But he warns that as a caution to them about the direction, and that what follows. And basically he's going CBA, ABC. So I'm just going to match these sections together. Okay? Now, you got this one group, they've set their minds on things of earth. This other group realizes that our citizenship is in heaven. We are dual citizens in a way. One group, the God is their God is their appetite. The other group, we await a Savior. For one, the end is destruction. This will not end well. For others, it's a reminder that God will transform us. In the end, there will be glory. In this, it's a call to perseverance. Again, as he makes reference to running the race. In other letters, he makes references to boxing. Remember, he grew up in the Greek-speaking world, and you don't really think of Paul as a boxer, but he would have had to at least do some boxing in his athletic classes. I mean, it was a standard thing to be trained to do. And so he's got this mind, like, remember when I boxed, or remember when I ran these races, this is what I needed to do. In this, it's a call to perseverance and a call to imitation. To imitate Christ first as our role model, our inspiration, the one who is running the race ahead of us, but also to others. And here, always to be very careful that ultimately we do look to Christ. An illustration that was given to me some years ago is the moon. The moon does not generate its own light. Friday night, watching a ball game, and as usual this time of year, beautiful big moon rises up over the field. And it got the kind of melony colors at that point, that level, and watching it rise in the sky. But really, I'm looking at sunlight. Here we have so much in-town light, it doesn't matter. But you go out in the country, and the night of a full moon, there are things that you can do. That's why September is the harvest moon, and October is the hunter's moon. And with a full moon, I know one family that was actually their custom with their kids. They would go out every night, they lived on a farm, and they would go on the night of the full moon, they would walk out with their children. And they, just in case, parents didn't have flashlights, but basically the goal was to be guided by the moonlight. And really, that's just sunlight, reflected sunlight. And so when we are looking for others as our examples, they're like the moon, reflecting the light of the sun, S-O-N, pun intended there. So looking to those other folks as we look to Christ, and to focus with a purpose. I worked with a pastor many moons ago Well, his question was always, what is your goal? When it comes to a situation, ask yourself first, what is your goal? What do you want to achieve? What is the purpose? What does this system need? And address that need. May not be apparent to everybody involved, but look to the larger issues. Focus on the purpose. That was a big thing for him. He calls us to imitate, to have perspective, with the eyes fixed and focused on Christ, and to focus on purpose. From this, we have the response to pray for strength, to press on in the faith, to keep our eyes on Christ, and to live as citizens of heaven. Where you focus makes all the difference. Now, we got about a few more years before the, about 2 years, I want to say, before the Winter Olympics will come up again. And many folks like to watch it, particularly the ice skating events. And you know when you've got the ice skater who is, you know, doing the twirls and whatnot? I was told many years ago that the secret is they basically have a point to which they are looking. And the idea is turn around and quickly get your head back that you're looking there. Focus on that. Not just, otherwise you get, I kind of get seasick at this point in life, watching them whirl around. But that's what they do. They keep their focus there, and that helps them make those great turns. As I've shared before and had a recent opportunity to do this again, when it comes to driving at night, looking to the white lines on the side of the road to help guide you, especially if the person coming to you is a little too bright in the light, just look there and let those lines guide you. We are called to live as citizens, to have our focus on Christ, to have our focus on the purpose Christ gives us, so that we can run this race with endurance. Thanks be to God. Amen.